No sweet sound, no heart so true. There is no great thrill than what you bring. No sweet song than what you sing to me. Ooh, you're the sweetest in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Morning, everybody. Whoa, headphones are loud, just like I like it, Seth. Thank you very much. Cassidy and I were just telling Seth that we wish that he would just stay on because he plays better music than we do. But it was awesome. And see, he's doing it. He's playing more things. No, just kidding. I'll just fade that down. Seth, so you're on every 2 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah. And was this like your first show almost?
Yes. So this was my first show, but I sub often and... Yeah, so you'll probably hear me more often than every other week.
It was really cool. I mean, both of us, Cassidy and me both. Oh, I should turn you up. Cassidy and me both are listening on the way in, and we're like, this guy's playing just great stuff.
Who is this mystery guy?
Yeah, I just wanted to kind of, you know, have you stand in the corner and, like, tell me what to play.
Right. Too much work for us.
Yeah, we don't like it.
And he has great taste.
Yeah, absolutely. So, good. We'll be listening for you, Seth. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
And
Seth.
The name of your show again is what?
Voices from Above.
Voices from Above.
Start listening, folks.
Love it. All right. So, Cassie and I will be here until 11 a.m., and we play freeform, five-song sets. I start off with the first song, which is New Noise, and we have a bunch of requests that are going on today, and I'm going to feature, you know, because we're radio people, we can sort of extend Halloween, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to feature something by our friend's special guest. It's called Boogeyman. I know, it's scary, but that's the whole idea. But we're going to do that. I've got a bunch of new noise, and I'm going to start with something it's a pleasure to say it's new, because it's Bob Dylan. Because it's kind of not new, but it's a release, and it's a compilation, and it's called Traveling Through 1967 to 1969, the bootleg series, get this, volume 15.
I just got it yesterday. I listened to it last night. It's amazing.
Well, I'm going to play the take one, they say, of To Be Alone With You. It's just gorgeous. So it's just a great way to start off. So welcome to WFO, everybody. It's me and Cassidy for the duration.
Night through. You is all that you moon nights, I can tell. Let me... Temptation's got a hold on me. Say when you walk that walk, babe, I get the shiver runs up and down my spine. I know that that trouble's all mine. Want something so bad, you can taste it in the heart of your soul. Just one bite on one lonely night will feed the beast till he's out of control.
Take just won't let me be.
Man. Temptation's got a hold now. And it won't let go now.
And it won't let it go now.
See, temptation's got a hold now.
Temptation's got a hold now.
And it will not let go.
When you scream, Who's gonna hold it down when you shake? Who's gonna come around when you break? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong.
WMFO, Medford, 9:32 in the morning, just about 9:33, because every time I say the time, it's always the next minute. I'm Mike, and Cassidy's here, too. How you doing, Cass?
Hey, I am doing first day of my vacation. Things are looking up.
Shut up. 2 weeks.
Should I mention it was 2 weeks? Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Ha ha.
I liked you when I saw you this morning. No, I don't anymore. We have a lot to talk about after that last
set.
Oh,
man.
That was way too much fun.
So good.
All right, so I'll just mention them, and then we'll just go.
Yeah.
All right. New Noise, quote-unquote, was Bob Dylan. There's a new bootleg series that was just released. It's volume 15 called Traveling Through 67 to 69, and it's To Be Alone With You. What can you say? I mean, I always relish the opportunity to play Mr. Dylan, whatever it is, whenever it is.
Oh, could not agree more. This is the, it's the sessions from what became John Wesley Harding and Nashville Skyline, and this really, really famous bootleg, became a bootleg. Mm-hmm. He did a session with Johnny Cash, and that's on there as well.
Oh, my God. You just bought this one, right?
I just got it yesterday. It just got released yesterday, and I just got it home. I literally listened to it last night. It's wonderful.
Yeah, please, everybody, if you love Bob Dylan, and I'm sure you do.
And Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I mean, just go get this. I mean, you heard that. I mean, or maybe you weren't up early enough to hear it. I don't know. But, man.
You should have been up.
Bootleg Series Volume 15 called Traveling Through 67 to 69. Go get that. Right after that was a gentleman named James Matthew the 7th. It's a single, brand new this year. I think it was like in April, called Stoned When I Pray.
Great stuff.
And I heard it earlier this week. I'd never heard of him before.
Me either.
And when I played it this morning, Cass is like, who's that?
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen very often.
And we were looking online during the break and, mm-hmm. you know, said Augie Myers played on it, who, of course, played with Sir Douglas Quintet, Doug Somm.
Yeah, isn't that something?
It's like, no wonder. He has the seal of approval.
It was great. It was great. James Matthew the 7th.
Check him out,
Roman
folks.
Roman numerals. Or Noman rules. I'm going to move on. Tracy Chapman, of course, after that. Now, you know, that's from her self-titled album all the way back in 1988. How can it be that long?
I know.
Baby, Can I Hold You? Just beautiful. I just sink down in my chair and smile whenever I hear that.
And I was telling Mike, I actually used to see her play in Harvard Square. She busked.
I mean,
she went to Tufts University.
We all know that she bust in Harvard Square, but I never saw her. But you really did, huh?
And the very first time I heard Fast Car, I almost drove off the road. It was the beginning of early 1988 when the album came. I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And I remember the DJ came on. Can we mention who it was?
Sure.
That was Bill Abbott on WFNX.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as the song was over, he said, the phone lines light up every time we've played that today, because it was the first day they got it. And he said, this is Tracy Chapman. She's from around here. I think she went to school here anyway. And he said, you're going to be hearing from her. And turned out he was right.
There's something about her. And then we had a 12-minute song, which I don't play lightly.
No.
You know, because we don't have a lot of time every week. But
oh, this was worth it.
Though. It was. You know, we have a... I usually use Spotify to play things, but they've changed the terms of service just to let you know. So we can't broadcast it. So I'm looking around for other sources to play things. And we have a great digital library that has gone mostly ignored by me because I didn't really need to. But I wanted to play Temptation by the Stompers, and I found that in there called Greatest Hits Live from 1988.
Wow.
And I'm like, Wow.
That was something else.
See, that's who the Stompers are. And I wanted to play it because last week was, of course, our live music day. And one of our guests was Bird Mancini, who knows Sal Baglio very well. And they played a song that they wrote together. So I wanted to play that. And wow, what a great version of that.
Can we play it again?
No, we can't.
Please?
We can on the archive. Yeah, we could do that.
that's what I'm going to do, I think.
But
repeatedly.
You know, you don't have to say anything else about why Boston music scene is special. I mean, they had a top hit with, Never Tell an Angel.
Yep.
But some other, they should have been just up in the stratosphere.
Yep. One Heart for Sale.
Yeah.
And when Christmas time comes, you have to play All I Want for Christmas is a Rock and Roll Guitar.
We'll do that in about a month, huh?
Yep.
A month and a half.
Yeah. God, I've got enough Christmas music. We should come and do a show, Christmas music show.
And we're going to do that. We'll talk.
All right. Absolutely.
Stompers are still playing around, everybody. They're playing in 2020. I just saw an event somewhere on Facebook that they're playing. So go
and
see the Stompers.
Still great, too.
Yeah. And then I played the Cars, of course, Drive from Heartbeat City. A lot of people don't like Heartbeat City because it was kind of a departure for them. It was a different sound. Demonstrably, that was Ben Orr singing rather than the late, great Ben, Mr. Ocasek.
And they're both gone. It's hard to believe, isn't
both
it?
Both gone.
Yeah.
And you were saying that, the decision to have him sing that song was genius.
Yeah, I think they both knew which ones would work.
Yeah, you needed a certain kind of passion.
Yeah, that Ben Orr restrained.
And being able to sell a song when you sing it, and that was Ben's forte.
Oh, so great. He's missed.
Yep. And I played that one because, again, part of Live Day, I had the pleasure of hosting Randy Black here on a solo acoustic. And he was playing a song of his that sort of morphed live into Drive.
And it was amazing.
It just made us kind of go, wow. So yeah, that was a fun set.
We're so lucky to have all these people around here, aren't we?
I say it every time I do this.
Yep.
All right, so 9:38 in the morning. Infinite Sonic is friends of ours. Thomas Fay grew up here in the Wakefield area. He's now down in Bogota, Colombia. He's the lead singer of this band. They've got something new called Asphyxiate, or Asphyxiate. I can't breathe all of a sudden. but it's wonderful work from our friend Thomas, and this is New Noise for this set at WMFO in Medford.
Between the space within my heart. nights at home and rolls her spastic eyes. But every weekend through the door come words of wisdom from the world outside. If you wanna know about the bishop and an actress, if you wanna know how to be a star, if you wanna know about the stains on the mattress, you can read it in the Sunday papers. Sunday papers. Mother's wheelchair stays. Should she go out when the TV's on? Whatever moves beyond these walls, she'll know the facts when Sunday comes along. If you wanna know about the mad punk rockers, if you wanna know how to play guitar, if you wanna know about any other suckers, you can read it in the Sunday papers.
feel my blood enraged. It's just the fear of losing you. Don't you know my name? Well, you've been so long, and I've been putting out fire. Well,
How you doing? This is Joe Walsh. I'm speaking on behalf of Rad. It's okay to rock and roll, right? But don't drive home drunk. But if you're drunk, call me up. I have a limo. I'll come and get you.
Public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
I'm listening to the radio.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Ah, bravo!
Nobody.